My name is Tim Ripperger, and I'm a Deputy Director with the Missouri Department of Conservation.
I want to talk to you about the provision in the Omnibus Ag Bill that concerns the disposition of farmed deer in Missouri. First of all, from your point of view, update me on what that is. What does that provision state?
Well, the Department of Conservation does have some concerns with certain provisions of Senate Bill 506 and House Bill 1326. Both of those bills contain provisions that directly conflict with the Missouri Conservation Commission's constitutional authority over game and other wildlife resources as stated in the Constitution. Specifically, both of those bills contain identical language that amends a variety of sections to add the term captive servants within the definition of livestock for those particular chapters they're talking about. The term captive servant includes all members of the deer family, and it's our belief that the intent of those amendments is to transfer authority of the Conservation Commission over deer held in captivity to the Department of Agriculture.
How does this meld with what already exists for elk?
Okay. For elk, elk are considered wildlife of the state unless they are raised specifically in captivity for human consumption.
But the provision for deer, how does that differ then? Does this concern deer that are held in captivity?
Primary difference would be that most deer in Missouri are not raised for food consumption, but are actually raised to go into big game hunting pens or big game hunting preserves. And that's something that the Department of Conservation does regulate, including elk in that regard.
Does therein lie the rub then with the Conservation Commission? Is that what you're concerned about, that these deer will eventually be released?
Well, the Constitution, the Missouri Constitution, does give the Missouri Conservation Commission authority for the control, management, restoration, conservation, regulation of the bird, fish, game, forestry, and all wildlife resources of the state. And the commission believes that cervids such as white-tailed deer are game and wildlife resources, regardless of whether they're held in captivity or they're free-ranging.
Is there any way that this provision could be changed that would suit the commission?
Well, I think it's one of those things. We're just simply waiting to let the process unfold. The legislature has passed the bills, and as you know, the process continues. It's on the governor's desk, and we'll assess our options once the process is completed.
Are you urging a veto or any other disposition of the bill?
Well, our director has communicated through Christina Cannon, the legislative coordinator in Office of Administration, that both the Senate and the House bill pose a direct threat to Missouri's free-ranging deer herd and to the benefits of all Missouri citizens who enjoy the deer herd, whether they deer hunt, whether they wildlife watch, or enjoy that deer resource in many other ways.
And the threat in what way?
The fact that authority would on captive servants would transfer out from under the Conservation Commission.
I see. Now, does this authority mainly concern, say, inspections for disease? What's the nature of the authority that you have?
Well, the authority in the Constitution states, and I won't go through all those words again, but the authority does actually state that the Conservation Commission has that authority over all wildlife resources of the state. And as I indicated, our commission believes that those captive servants are wildlife, whether they're held in captivity or they're free-ranging.